Still no toss yet. But we appreciate the sponsorship of the Great Western Bank, and a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from the Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. A member of the Brown family is out there assisting with the toss, and I think introductions are being made. Falcons wearing their white road jerseys with silver numerals outlined in black. Black pants, and both teams are clad in orange socks to their knees tonight. And in tribute to those fighting leukemia, there's an orange ribbon painted onto midfield, 7 or 8 yards long. It's a big, very visible ribbon, and it's just great last year and this year that these two teams can get together and fight a common enemy, not just fight each other out on a football field. So Seymour with red jerseys, black numerals trimmed in white, black pants. This is an east-west field. Wayne wins the toss, takes the ball. We'll move from your right to left. That's from west to east. But the sun is down enough that it's not an issue, and I see they have a brand new scoreboard, at least in the last few years. I think it was Wayne's first season at the eight-player level that we were here in Seymour, and it was early season game, and very difficult to read the scoreboard. This one will be much better, and you should reap the benefit of that at home. We're glad you're here with us wherever you are. This is Falcon football, and Wayne will be moving from right to left, and we are sitting on the 20 or above at the third floor of the press box, right at the 25-yard line on the east side of the field, so we got a much better view of the end zone the Falcons are headed toward here in the first half. And we're going to get the old week 7 scoreboard or scorecard set up. Falcons taking their last sprints, get the little nerves out and make sure they're loose. A little bit chilly, but it's short-sleeve weather here so far. Might chill down a little bit later on, but Falcon cheerleaders have orange bandanas in their hair ties, whatever. I don't know what they're called. I had boys. But Seymour getting ready to kick off, teeing the ball up at the 30 out in front of me. Kicking for the Warriors will be, looks like number 24, Justin Jewett. And Falcons have not, Coach Elliott now leaving the team, the rest of the team going with him, and the starting eight, the kick return team anyway, will stay out on the field. And I expect it'll be Carson Kiefer deep with Trevor Wilson, is the way it has been. And yes, those are your deep men, Keaton Nickel and Dakota Lovett, the mid players, standing at about the 23. Deeper and Wilson back at the 5. And Jewett has it teed up. And we're about to go with our People's Company kickoff, the left-footed kicker, short kick, fielded by Lovett on the far side of the field, coming back up the middle. Gets to midfield, and inside the 35-yard line of Seymour is Dakota Lovett. Nice little return for a short kick. So the ball sits at the 34-yard line of Seymour, where it'll be first and 10 Falcons, getting ready for their first play from scrimmage. Keeper behind Moore, Baker offset. At fullback position. Keeper's going to pass. No, he tucks it in. Now he's coming back to the near side of the field. He's got Moore to block for him. And he gets inside the 20 and will be tackled around the 10-yard line. Carson Kiefer looking to pass. Tucks it in instead and gets the ball to the 10. It'll be first down for the Falcons inside the Rods Auto red zone. Farm Bureau first down. 24-yard pickup on his first carry of the night. Moore under center, takes the snap. Quick toss to the right side. It's complete, and heading up the field is Wilson. And Trevor gets inside the 5 to the 3. A 7-yard pickup on first down. And it's second and I don't know, they've got the yard line up. I don't know. It essentially is second and goal. And the pitch is to the right side. Carson heading toward the end zone, lowers his shoulder. He's into the flower pot end zone. 3-yard touchdown for Carson Kiefer, and the Falcons lead with 10:49 to go in the first. Touchdown for Kiefer, and your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Love it one direction, and Wilson the other, looking to throw the left side. It's complete, and it's 2 points to Trevor Wilson from Trent Moore. Now there's a question whether or not that was to Keaton Nickel or to, it's 2-point conversion either way, and the Falcons lead 8-0 with 10:47, I guess, to go. They ran the clock during the PAT, and Falcons are up 8-0. And now we will see Lovett tee it up at the 30 with that horizontal placement on the kicking tee. Great Western Bank, great play to start the game off, get us into the flower pot end zone, and the Thomas Randolph PAT attempt is good. A ground ball fielded at the 13, and heading upfield, brought down pretty hard by Runyon. And it'll be at the 26. So Seymour will start their first possession from their own 26, trailing Wayne 8-0 with 10:40 left in the first. And a run up the middle goes nowhere thanks to Mitch Sinclair. Just grabbed him and went down. Loss of a yard on the play. Nice play by Sinclair. Jewett, it'll be marked back to the 24, a loss of 2 on the play. So from their 24, it's second and long, going back to pass, looking to throw under a little bit of pressure, up in the air, and, oh, complete. Wow. And it was 23 Merritt. It was sort of like Christmas morning. You wake up and look up, and there's a present, and he grabbed it and into Falcon territory at the 26. Oops, that's the Wayne 26. Okay, and the handoff going back the other way, trying to get outside is Howell, and he will not do it thanks to some pretty good pursuit by Carson Kiefer. Third-yard pickup on that pass play, and a Seymour first down. Gain of 1, ball's now at the Falcon 25. Now dropping back to pass under a little bit of pressure. Gets hit by Bradford as he releases the ball. But overthrows everybody. Merritt missed on that one. Good pressure by Runyon, and it'll be third down for Seymour, trailing Wayne 8-0 here in the first quarter with 9:11 left. Third and nine. From the gun, flag down, orange flag tonight instead of yellow. And it'll be 5 yards marched off against the Falcons. Down to the 20. So instead of third and nine, it's third and four. From the gun, quick pass to the right side, and it's in and out of the hands of both the receiver and the defender. Wilson almost had an interception there, and there's a Seymour player down. That's Luke Merritt, the tight end for the Warriors. But the pass went incomplete. It was intended over in his direction and through his hands and then right into Wilson's mitts, and he bobbled it and fell incomplete. Falcons will head over to talk with Coach Elliott briefly. Your quarterback, Hy-Vee, has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They've got fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Charter sponsors of these telecasts now in our sixth season. And in fact, in those six seasons, last week, the victory over Melcher Dallas brings the Falcon record, and Merritt appears to be okay walking back to the sidelines under his own power. That's good to see. But the Falcons have a 500 record in games that we have broadcast, which includes playoff games against some pretty tough teams. So looking to get over that 500 mark today, tonight, and they're ahead 8-0 with 9:08 left. Okay, Enright has three linemen in front of him, and two receivers split wide out each direction, looking to pass over the middle. Intercepted, and it's Wilson this time. He says, I'm going to get one of them, heading toward the far sidelines, and now has some room. He's going to go. 20, 15, 10. Trevor Wilson to the flower pot end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. Intercepted near the line of scrimmage, which was the 20. So let's just call it that, a 60-yard interception return. That's a touchdown for the Falcons with 8:53 to go. The Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt, Moore to Lovett, is complete for two more. All righty, so we are at Wayne 16, Seymour 0 with 8:53 to go in first. And I will quit slacking in my duties and send them back to Dale in the studio. 16-0, favor the Falcons, right here on the Quattro. In a game brought to you by John Fry, your Farm Bureau agent, Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. And tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Lovett tees it upright this time, and we'll approach it from the west 30. And end over end will bounce inside the 15 and be picked up around the 10. And it's Johnson heading upfield across the 25 and out near the 28-yard line, brought down there by Runyon and Bradford. So Falcons have scored on offense, and they've scored on defense, and they lead 16-0 with 8:46 left in the first. And the ball's at the 28-yard line of Seymour. Rolling to the right, quarterback throws it short. It's complete to Howell, and he was driven out of bounds by Baker near midfield, but that'll be a Seymour first down. Or no, not close enough to midfield, apparently. They are going to check, bring the sticks over. The he was driven out of bounds on the near side of the field in front of the Seymour bench, and the chain gang is over in front of the Falcon bench, so they're coming all the way across the field. But the pass was complete and needs to get out to the 38 and a half, and I think they did it. They did a 10-yard completion on first down, or 11. Let's see. I think they're going to put it about the 39. But the Falcon defense is out there ready. The Seymour offense is ready. And Travis Enright has a couple of completions doing some damage to the Falcons. He's got trips to the left this time. The tight end still, Luke Merritt, on the right side of the line. From their own 39, he'll roll left. He'll throw it downfield. It is complete and pushed out of bounds by Carson Kiefer. Is Logan Mitchell. And gets that down to the Falcon 35, so gain of 6. He's 2nd and 4. This time they flip the formation to the other side of the field, and the three come to the big side, and the pass is up high and through the hands of the receiver. Defended by Nickel, and he just made sure of the incompletion. Would have taken a heck of a play to try to intercept that, but incomplete. Brings up 3rd down from the Wayne 35-yard line, with the Falcons leading 16-0 with just under 8.5 left in the first quarter. Now, under center this time is Enright. He will hand it off up the middle, and that's number 10, Mitchell. It's inside the 35, but it's short of the first down at the 33, a gain of 2. Wade Baker in on the tackle, and that will bring up 4th down once again for Seymour. They're 2.5, 3, almost 3 yards short of the first down. Merritt, the tight end on the left, on the right side of the formation. Johnson on the left, under center now. Enright hands the ball off, coming near side, and he's going to have a first down before ridden out by Nickel. They're ridden out by Wilson. So to the Falcon 28, 5-yard pickup on 4th down. And Seymour will have it now at the Falcon 28, with Wayne leading 16-0. 7.5 left in the first quarter. Enright takes the snap. Everybody on his team to the left side. He'll throw it that way, incomplete. Baker defending, but receiver just dropped that one. 2nd and 10 for Seymour. Able to move the ball, but the Falcons toughened up. First possession ended with a pick six by Trevor Wilson. And that was deep in Falcon territory. This time they're inside the 30. 2nd and 10 from the 28. Enright with trips to the left. He'll roll left. He he's dropping back now, throwing back to the right side, way over the head, and oh, a diving try. Ball's a little bit short. Keaton Nichol diving for it. Incomplete. Falcons coming in and now Sinclair out and Andrews in the interior of that line. Trent Moore on the far side and Bradford on the near side at the end position in right. We'll roll that way. Moore putting some pressure on. He throws it back to the near side. It's complete to Howell and looking for a blocker. He gets it, cuts back to the middle of the field, flagged down, and now to the outside of the field near the first down marker. But the flag on the near side of the play, I think, will negate that first down. It'll go against Seymour. Moore put some pressure on the quarterback who just turned and knew he had a back in the backfield and dumped it off to him. It'll be a block in the back against Seymour and backed him up to the 30, 37. So it's third and long now for Seymour. Wayne under 7 minutes now. Wayne leading 16-0. Trips to the right. Empty backfield. In right from the gun. Takes the snap. It's clean. Looking to pass. Keeps backpedaling. Throwing it over the middle. And incomplete. Nichol and Matley back there with Johnson. And it'll bring up fourth and long for Seymour. Take your grain drying to a higher level with the Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. And a punt gets off and goes over out of bounds around the Falcon 20, flagged down on the play. It'll be spotted out of bounds roughly at the 22 or 3. The flag will go against Seymour. So do you take it out of bounds at the 22 or 3, or do you pack them up and have them re-punt? It wasn't a very good punt. They'll decline it. I guess that's the 25. So Wayne has the ball for the second time, leading 16-0 from the gun. Moore, plenty of time, throwing it over the middle, complete to Lovett, hit right away, but he's going to be out across the 35. And so from the 25, that was a 12-yard pickup to the 37, where it's also a Farm Bureau first down, and the Falcons fake the pitch and hand it off coming the other way is Wilson for a short gain. Out to midfield, a game of three for Trevor. And Falcons have it, second down and 7 from midfield, leading 16-0. Trips for the Falcons out to the right. Moore from an empty backfield in the gun. Plenty of time again. Now the pocket collapses, and Moore will drag a couple of Seymour defenders across midfield for a short gain. Nobody open, and the pocket collapsed from the outside, and Moore does pick up a couple to the Seymour 38. There will be about third and 5 for Wayne. Trips left. Under center. Quick fake, and then a handoff to Blade Baker going the other way. He cuts through the middle, sprints up the middle of the field for a touchdown. Falcons, 38-yard counterplay to Blade Baker. And the senior co-captain is into the end zone. With a 38-yard scamper, love using the word, touchdown for the Falcons. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up for Wayne. They've made it on the first two, and this one comes right at the five-minute mark of the first quarter. Wayne up three touchdowns. Receivers twins each way. Moore will run it up the middle. He'll make it himself. Good decision there by Trent Moore. And that makes your score, Wayne 24, Seymour 0 with 7 minutes played in the game. And Trent Moore having a pretty good first quarter for the Falcons, turning a nothing into something there the play before, and then executing a good play to get Seymour off balance. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Point 4-0 in favor of the Falcons. Horizontal People's Company kickoff coming up, and ground ball will bounce up inside the 10 and fielded by Johnson going up the center of the field will be brought down by Baker just shy of the 25. Getting some bad news on the baseball front. Never a good thing to see, but looking at a good game here. Falcons leading 24-0, ball on the 24th. And it's Seymour's 24. They have it. And tight formation, man in motion, fakes the handoff, gives it to the running back. And we've got Howell with the carry out to the 30. Gain of 6. Second down, Seymour with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Wayne up 24-0. And similar formation, and again, this time it's an option play, and the quarterback stays in to block for Howell, but Red and Bradford strung it out to the sideline for a short gain. Isaiah Bradford. And to the 31, so gain of 1 there. 4 minutes left in the first. And we'll see if we can get a Moravia Twin Cedars update for you here from a spy I've got. Enright, under a little bit of pressure, batted away by Moore. Nice play, getting his hands up as the ball was trying to be released. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth and a long three for Seymour. Only the center. Everybody else is spread out wide to the left. And the throw will be toward the center and incomplete. Matt Lee defending, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Falcons will take over at the Seymour 31. Leading 24-0. That was one of those where there were 7 or 8 yards between, it was just the center and the quarterback in the gun behind him. Everyone else was 7 or 8 yards to the left. Falcons now offset to the left with trips that way, and the lone back behind Moore gets the pitch. It's Kiefer. Inside the 30 to the 25-20, dancing the sidelines. Nobody there. Touchdown, Falcons. Flag down on the field. Flag sits at the 26. Another one inside the 25. It'll go against Wayne, and that one will come back. it'll be marked off back to the 35. Five-yard penalty and more. Pitches it to Carson, running to the right. He's got blockers out in front of him. Nobody touched him yet inside the 30, and he is stood up there at the about the 26 forward progress. Merritt on the tackle, but not before, call it 27. Gain of 8 for Carson. Moore hands it off to Carson up the middle, and he goes untouched through the Seymour defense all the way to the end zone, a 27-yard Falcon touchdown into the Flower Pot end zone by Carson Kiefer. With 2:46 to go. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Twins each way and more from the gun. Now having to roll to the right. He might go to the end zone and gets to the corner. Running it in himself is Trent Moore. Completing the PAT, but we have a flag in the end zone. And it's waved off. So Moore has thrown for a couple of PATs and run for the last two PATs. And Trent Moore makes it 32-0 in favor of the Falcons with 2:46 left in the first quarter. Left in quarter number one. 2:46 left in first, 32-0 in favor of the Falcons. And we'll send that back to our spy over at the Moravia Twin Cedars game. And we are ready for a People's Company kickoff here with Lovett teeing it horizontally again. And the Falcons approach the ball, and the ground ball dribbler does pop up again around the 10 and will be fielded there. And Mitchell will run it this way and be brought out of bounds by Baker with Saunders right there to help just shy of the 30. And they'll spot it at the 29. Seymour will have it there. Trailing the Falcons 32-0, an MDL stat check here. Carson Kiefer I have with 4 carries for 62 yards in 4 carries for Carson Kiefer. Now odd formation again. Seymour trying a little trickery, throwing it out to the left side for a short gain. Baker and Kiefer and Nickel are all converging on the receiver, but it is complete across the 30. Second and 9. Seymour now looking left, stepping up in the pocket, throwing it over the middle, short, incomplete. Enright had a little pressure on him from Matley, I believe. It'll be third down from their own 30 and a half. And Seymour hurrying things up, but now huddling. And the coach sends in a play with Justin Jewett, the running back. 2:10 left in the first, Wayne up 32-0. The Falcons can get another score in that 2:10. We'll begin the second quarter in continuous mode. Twin receivers each direction, ball on the left hash. And now under some pressure, Enright is going to try to throw it off, and it's incomplete. As he was going down, 4 Falcons in the area. Matt Lee, Sinclair, Moore, and Bradford all right there. But it's He got the pass off. It's incomplete. It's fourth down and long. Penalty flag. Appears to be against Seymour, and talking to the Falcon captains about what to do. It is a block in the back against Seymour, and will be marched back to the 21. So from the 21, Seymour has it with 2:03 left in the first, and weighing up 32-0 here on an orange out night in Seymour. Three receivers come to the right side with the tight end on the left, and the receivers going deep, and the quarterback throwing it deep toward the near sideline. It's complete inside the Falcon 30. Defended by Nickel, but he overran it, and Merritt came back for the ball and caught it. Seymour getting a lot of yards. That one down to the Falcon 24. And now handing it off, coming to the right side, Sinclair, make sure that gain is not very much. And gets maybe a yard to the 23. It'll be second down from the Falcon 23 with Wayne up 32-0 and a minute 15 left in the first quarter. Dropping straight back in right. Goes down, drops the ball. Runyon grabbed it. Matley with the sack and forcing the fumble. And Connor Runyon picks it up, or Isaiah Bradford picks it up, sorry. But it's Falcon ball, Bradford on the fumble recovery. Great Western Bank, great play there. Falcons have the ball at their own 32. Leading 32-0. Moore, looking downfield, throwing it long. He's got a receiver. Diving incomplete is Nickel inside the 20. Led him a little too much. Stops the clock with 1:02 left in the first. Falcons lineup. Wilson comes wide left. Carson wide right. Dropping straight back is Moore. Throwing it over the middle. He's got Nickel with complete. And behind the defender inside the 10 to the 9. Complete.
Pass completion number 5. Nickel. Tackle by number 13, White.
And so from there, it's a 23. No, that would be a 31 and 8 is 39-yard pickup for a 5-yard first down inside the Rod Dotto red zone. Moore in front of the gun with trips to the right, low snap, fields it under a little pressure, throws it over the middle, through the hands and incomplete, intercepted. Heading up this way is the Seymour, intercepted near the goal line by number 13, Zach White. A rare mistake by Trent Moore. And threw it a little bit high and through the hands of the Falcon receiver, intercepted at the 9 and ran out to the 17. Okay, and the handoff to the first back is hit immediately in the backfield by Matley for no gain or a short loss. It'll be a loss back to the disc inside the 15. And with 10 left on the first quarter clock. Seymour still in the huddle. That will probably end your first quarter, and it'll be a quarter that saw Wayne jump out with four touchdowns, four Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PATs, and a 32-0 lead. Moravia leads Twin Cedars 20-0 in the second quarter.
Reminder.
20-0 Moravia. That would be unfortunate. This is probably the last district team that will realistically have a chance at Moravia. And Wayne needs to get into a three-way tie in order to get a district championship. But they control their own destiny as far as a home playoff game goes. And looks pretty good to do that right now. It'll be 2nd and 12 for the Warriors here. And construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in soon at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. Until then, thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Once again, Moravia 20-0 on Twin Cedars. Handoff up the middle, and not much there thanks to the interior of the Falcon defense. Once again, Matley in on that one. Baker right there as well. And gain of a yard makes 3rd down and 11 from 16. Falcons giving up basically nothing on the ground to Seymour. But they've had some big pass plays and have gotten quite a few yards with no points to show. Trips to the right from the gun, in right. Clean snap, rolling right, looking downfield, throwing short, incomplete. Baker and Carson defending. So 4th down in punt formation is Seymour. And Carson will head back near the orange ribbon at midfield. And the punt goes off to the Falcon sideline and out of bounds. Gets it near the 30, flag down, and it's a motion penalty against Seymour. So you take that one. That wasn't a bad punt. No return available for the Falcons. They're not even kicking it anywhere near the middle of the field. And Wayne is coming back toward the 30, so they're going to decline that penalty and take the ball at their own 30. Leading 32-0. Over Seymour Moulton Udell, SMU. So the Falcons are beating SMU right now pretty handily. That's not a bad accomplishment. Moore dropping back, stepping up under some pressure, throwing it downfield in between two receivers. Incomplete. That play took a while to develop, and it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Falcons from their own 30. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, look to Odds Auto. Hey, if you want new tires, Rod can get them for you and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod, 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. He can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Rod's Auto, 641-872-2338. Handoff, keeper, bouncing it toward the outside, breaks the tackle, has stiff arms, and dives beyond mid, or up to beyond the 35, out to the 38. So a gain of 7 for Carson. And the Falcons have it, 2nd and short, and handoff to Carson up the middle, and he will spin with the defender who grabs him across midfield and down to the 36 of Seymour, and that'll be enough for a farm zero. First down for the Falcons. They'll mark that at the 37, so gain of 6 there for Carson. Dropping back, Moore rolling right, throwing it to an open nickel and ruled incomplete. Nickel was sliding and the ball was a little bit behind him and unable to pick it up clean. Pass from Moore is incomplete and it'll be second down and 10 from the Seymour 37 with Wayne up 32 to nothing. Straight at 10 minutes left in the half. Nickel wide right, Lovett wide left. Baker behind Moore. Stays in the block. Moore throwing it over the middle. Lobs it up, complete. Into the flower pot end zone is Keaton Nickel. Moore to Nickel for 37. Five plus 37 touchdown. Falcons with 9:52 left in the half. And the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Moore takes the snap, rolls left, throws left, complete, and short. And first time tonight, the Falcons failed to convert a two-point PAT attempt, but they do lead 38-0, and that'll put us into continuous clock mode here in the second quarter. Let's send that back, 38-0, continuous clock. Your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. Contact him at 641-414-0234. I'll give you that again in a moment here. People's Company is a leading provider of agricultural land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services in the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared is a proud sponsor of Falcon football, and People's Company brings you the kickoffs all season long here on KIICradio.com. Love it with an end-over-end kick. We've got a flag down. I think a Falcon crossed the 30 before the ball. And we'll come back and do that one again. Wayne up 38-0 here in the second quarter. And apparently the clock does stop on a penalty here. Stetson Baker on the kick team. Who else we got? Baker and Chapman, Runyon and Bradford. Try to get you the far side from an upright ball. Love it. Kicks it. Fielded at the 20. By Seymour, and coming up this way, bouncing off of a couple of defenders, but can't shake Lovett. The kicker is number 23. Baker in on the tackle as well. Merritt with the return. And they'll have the ball at their own 36, trailing 38-0. Two backs split in the backfield. Hand off to the second one going the far side, cutting back to the middle. Ball seems to be on the turf, and I think picked up by Seymour. Recovered by Marshall Goff. And very short gain on the play. We'll still call it a zero. second and long for Seymour, trailing Wayne 38-0. Dropping straight back, in right, under some pressure, sets up the screen, nobody there to catch it, though, and incomplete. Third and long for Seymour, out near midfield with the Falcons leading this game comfortably. We're in continuous clock mode with 8:22 in counting in the first half. Three receivers heading out to the right. Nobody in the backfield with Enright. And Moore, swim move, now backing up, looking for the pass over the middle, and it's incomplete, defended by Nickel. Over the head of Johnson, and it'll bring up fourth down. From their own 36, Seymour in punt formation. Carson retreats inside the 15. Low snap. Clean punt. Heads it down the middle of the field, and it will bounce into the end zone for a touchback. Touchback to the 15, where Wayne will have the ball. Change of possession. Falcons will take it over. From their own 15, Wayne up 38-0 with 7 minutes and counting here in the first. A little confusion about who needs to be where. Ball in the middle of the field. Nickel spread out to the right. Carson on the, off the left side. Has some space around the 25, 30, 40. Nobody anywhere near him. Carson Kiefer in a track meet. And he's running the 100. Everybody else is running at mile pace. Carson Kiefer into the end zone with 6:43. Flower pot touchdown of 65 yards for number three, Carson Kiefer. 6:43 left until half, and your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT will come up here after the 65-yard Kiefer touchdown, his third of the night. And we'll get you an MDL stat check in a moment of yards for Carson. Moore fakes the handoff, throws it into the end zone, complete to, I believe, Nickel. Yep, Keaton on that one. 2-point is good. Moore once again. So Wayne leads it 46-0 with 6:43 left until half. And we have an update. Now, that's still a second quarter score. So, we'll send them an update, and we might get one back in return. And now to Gale in the studio. Hey, Gale, 46-0 Falcons. And your People's Company kickoff, love it. We'll leave it. This time a high kick and a little fight for it, but fielded inside the 20 and trying to strip the ball of the Falcon. And Chapman actually ended up with the ball, but he was down. So they'll put this at the 28. High kickoff there just about worked. All right, we've got Moore, Bradford, and Sinclair on the line for the Falcons. Baker, Matley, Kiefer in the linebacker position. Moore giving chase to the quarterback, throws it into the middle of the field, intended for Howell, incomplete. And Howell. Second down for the Falcons from the 28. Starting to get a little pressure on Enright. Nickel and Wilson, the D-back for the Wayne team. It's 46-0 in the second quarter. On Orange out night from Seymour. Trips to the right. Whistle and a flag before the snap. And that'll be a penalty against Wayne. Move it out to the 33. And it will be second and five for Seymour. A handoff, but that's going nowhere thanks to Mitch Sinclair. Just full rush up the middle of the field, and he was there as the handoff was getting to the running back. The loss on the play. To the 27, a loss of, well, 26, or loss of 5 on the play. From the 28, in right, takes the handoff, running to the right. He's being chased by Baker, and Blade drops him. Crosses the 30, so it'll be a short gain for the quarterback. Blade Baker on the tackle for the Falcons. Gain of 3 to the 31. And fourth and long, they're going to punt. Punts it into the middle, and Carson bounce, fields it at the 13. Stutter step, coming back to the right, eludes the tackle, 2. Now he's running to the left sideline, flag down, he's across midfield. Still untouched, and heading down the far sideline to the flower pot end zone. The flag is at the 29. I think it's going to come back. So we scored on offense, scored on defense. This would be a special team score, but I believe it's going to come back with a block in the back against the Falcons at the 29. Carson with a great run. It was fielded at the 13, 67, well, about 87 yards because he went left and right a little bit, but spotted at the 19. Wayne from their own 19. Good news, bad news there. Good news is now they can go 61 yards on this drive with 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Takes the handoff to Keeper, looking to pass. Moore throwing it downfield, underthrows it. It's intercepted by number 24, Justin Jewett, at midfield. So an interception return to the 40. Actually, there's no return at all. He intercepted, went down immediately. And handoff is to Howell, tries to lower his head, but Baker's pretty low right there, too. Gain of a yard or so. Call it the Falcon 38, gain of 2, the second and 8. In right under center, rolling this way, and Moore stopped that play, but Baker lowered the boom at the end. Good defense by Trent Moore from on the right end of the line. That was a naked bootleg out this direction, and Moore said, it ain't going to happen, and Blade stopped in the middle of the field. Loss on the play back to the Seymour 38. Loss of 4. Third down, 12 to go. Now, in right, looking to pass, under pressure, throws it wildly over the middle, intercepted by Nicholas, the 21, heading up the middle of the field, stutter steps now to the left side. He's got a seam, he's got a hole. Keith Nickel all the way to the house. into the flower pot end zone. Don't see a flag. Pick six, Keaton Nickel. 59-yard touchdown. Second pick six of the night by the Falcon defense. And your Thomas Randolph funeral home PAT attempt. Moore will walk it in himself from the gun, fake the handoff to Carson, and there was nobody there defending it. And Trent just, he didn't actually walk. He could have walked. That's what we call in the radio business hyperbole. But the 59-yard pick six by Keaton Nickel gives the Falcons a 54-0 lead after the Thomas Randolph funeral home PAT attempt by Trent Moore. Falcons becoming much more efficient at PATs. Wish they could have done that at Moravia a few weeks ago. 1:36 left until halftime, and it's now 54-0 in favor of the Falcons. It was a slow jog, is what it was. People's Company kickoff is down the middle, ground ball popping up. Love it. Everybody seems to be keeping their lane, but the runner gets out to the sidelines and now gets through the Falcon defense inside the 40 and near the Falcon 31 before he steps out of bounds is Justin Jewett. A couple of pick sixes for the Falcons, and they're up 54-0. It looked pretty good until he squirted right through a very small seam, and we're at a minute left until halftime. Pitch to the left side, and Carson is there, and Matley is there, and Howell goes down at the 30. Carson shaking that right arm. He might have taken a hit to the shoulder. He's shaking his head. Gain of one. We'll keep an eye on that. Dropping straight back. Enright looking to throw over the middle. It's high. It is complete. The receiver inside the 10 to the 7. And Seymour calls timeout there. Your Wayne County Hospital timeout brought to you by the good folks of the Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System, providing complete quality health care services for your family, caring for generations at the Wayne County Hospital. So first hand goal inside the Falcon 10. It was a high pass, and Johnson was there, and he's taller, and the Falcon defender couldn't come back. I think they're going to need to maybe play him underneath or something, because he's shown that he's going to catch that ball. Let's see. We don't yet have an update from Moravia. Maybe here in the next 18 seconds until halftime we can get one. Meanwhile, it's first and goal, Seymour. Inside the Falcon 10, trips left and the receiver wide to the right from the gun. Enright looking to pass, throws it to the right. It's high, bobbled but caught for a touchdown. Is number 23, Luke Merritt. Now for their PAT attempt, throwing it over the middle, and it's Moore attempting to intercept it. But knocking it away, incomplete, VAT fails. And with 11 seconds until halftime, your score is Lane 54, Seymour 6, and the scoreless streak for the Falcons ends after a shutout last week. There will not be one tonight. 54-6. And the staff members of Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of the loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. And we thank them for sponsoring the Falcon football broadcast this year. We've got People's Company kickoff. We'll head toward the end zone and get there for a touchback. So from the 15 with 11 seconds left, Wayne up 54-0. And there'll be one snap of the ball to start the clock, and barring a defensive penalty, that'll be all it will take to end half number one. And we'll move into Hy-Vee halftime here in just a moment. Moore dropping straight back, looking to throw, throws it to the complete Wilson at the 24, crosses the 25 out to the 27. It's enough for a Farm Bureau first down. And 12-yard pickup is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons to the 27. And that's where the half will come to an end, with Wayne leading 54-0 over Seymour here at an orange out game in Seymour. I'm sorry, not 54-6. Is the correct halftime score, 54-6. And they're going to call that the 8. So from their own 8, Seymour will put it in play to begin the second half. We are in continuous clock mode, 54-6 in favor of the Falcons. And the pitch to the far side. Tackle near the goal line. Forward progress is going to keep them out of the end zone, but a good defensive play by the Falcons. I think that was Baker. A loss on the play. Back to the 1, a 7-yard loss. Second and long for Seymour from just outside their own goal line, with the Falcons up big here in the second half, trying to just run a quarterback keeper up the middle. I don't think he gained anything there. It's still on the 1. Third and long. Ten and a half left here in the third quarter. Now splitting everybody out wide. They're just the 3 linemen from the end zone. In right, high snap, fields it, runs it up the gut. He's got a lot of room, and Keaton Nichols brings him down with an ankle tackle. That, I think, will be a first down out near the 20. On the run by Enright. Correction, at the 15. So a nice 14-yard gain, but it'll be fourth and long from their own 15. And Seymour rushing a player onto the field to make 8. Knee-high snap by the punter. Sinclair comes after it. It'll bounce near midfield and be down right there in the center of the ribbon with 9:27 in counting. Yeah, put it right on the midfield stripe. Wayne, first possession of the second half. Kiefer and Baker in the backfield behind Moore. Under center, takes the snap. Rolling to the right, throwing it. It's complete to Baker and streaking down the right sideline. No one will be near him. Wade Baker coming out of the backfield, catching the Trent Moore pass. It's a 40-yard touchdown to the Flower Pot end zone. Let's just do that one in red, why don't we? Yeah, Kevin, let's do that. Number 8 to number 24, plus 40, touchdown. 8:51 left in the third. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up. Moore lines up the troops. Baker to the left. The pitch is to Carson running left, and that'll be easy. 2 points for the Falcons on the Carson Kiefer run. 62-0 Wayne with 8:51 left in the third. I think my wife might be watching the Cubs game, and she is not real happy with it. So, sorry about that, honey. Things are going great here in Seymour. 62-6, Wayne. And we are ready for a People's Company kickoff, courtesy of Dakota Lovett. Horizontal kick. And there's the grounder, and they fielded before the big pop-up inside the 10, and nice play standing him up is Nick Matley on the kick coverage team. Improvement there on both the kickoffs so far in the second half for Wayne. I think maybe Coach Elliott have a little talk with the boys, and they'll start from their own 25. Trailing Wayne 62-6 with round 8 left in the third. Dropping back in right, looking for somebody. There's the screen to Howell. In the center of the field, now heading out to the far side. And it's Matley and Baker taking him out short of the first down. But a pickup of maybe 7 or so.
Pass away number 44, Howell.
Gain of 6. Second and a long 4 for Seymour. And I think they're going to be aided by a penalty against Wayne. Let's see what it is. It's a sideline infraction. Yeah, the referee has learned how to fly, but the Markoff is inside the Falcon 35. Handoff to the right side, Howell, and oh, nice play. Falcon defense pushing him out of bounds is Wilson. Short gain on the play, and second and long from the Falcon 34 with Wayne up 62-6. Trips left, in right, calls for the ball, gets it, running to the left side, and stood up and gets some help from Matley, but the initial hit came from Blade Baker in the backfield. That'll be a loss on the play. Good job, Blade. Allen Lumber Company laying down the lumber. And so now from the Falcon 38, loss of 4 on the play. be 3rd and 14 for Seymour with 6.5 left in the third, and a big lead for Wayne. Three receivers to the right. And I think that's got to be on the offense. Procedure penalty called. New quarterback is Logan Mitchell on that play. And that'll back them up 5. From their own 33 now. And we're at the halfway mark of the third quarter with Wayne holding a 56-point lead. And it's a quarterback draw all the way and gets by the first Falcon defender. Blade Baker brings him down short of the first down. It's just outside the Falcon 25. By Lovett. Spun around there. Will be dropped for a loss. That was 4th down. And the penalty, I've got to think, is going to come against Seymour. It is a procedure penalty against Seymour. It'll be declined by the Falcons. 4th down. Turnover on downs. Wayne's ball at their own 27. And that comes with under 5 to go. On their own 27, looks like J.D. has taken to the field for the Falcons. Timeout is called by Wayne. Wayne County Hospital timeout with, we'll get you the names of the guys on the field. I see Caleb Pounds. I see Spencer Movin out there for the Falcons. I see Ben Saunders. With the game, the outcome of the game not in doubt, the Falcon JD will take to the field. The timeout is for the transition here to get everybody or the right people in the right positions. Troy Arnold out there. Sawyer Nickel wide to the near side. Ball's on the right hash. Brooks Jacobson, the quarterback for Wayne. A mobile young freshman. I don't know if he's a young freshman. He is a freshman. And he is under center and hands it off. And Stetson Baker gets it out near the 30, but a flag down in the Wayne backfield. Will be against the Falcons. So they will go back to their own 22. Matley comes in. Saunders out for the Falcons. Pounds on the line. Move in the center. Jeffrey Alexander tied in, and the pitch left, running left, and I think it's Baker, and holds on to the ball very well. Seymour trying to grab and poke and strip at it. Baker gets out to the 25, gain of 3. So, 2nd and 12 for Wayne from their own 23, leading 62-6 here in the third, under 4 to go. And off, up the middle, and driving his legs and making some good progress is Saunders. And gets it to the 32, gain of handoff to Matt Lee, running it up. He's going to get out across the 35 and brought down shy of the midfield.
There's my number seven, Matt Lee.
But it is apparently enough for a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at their own 38, gain of six. And they keep the ball, and I would say it keeps the clock running, but it's running anyway. Cardinals win over the Cubs. Pitch to the left side is Chapman. He's got a little room, crossing the field out near the 35. Gain on the play to the Warrior, 36. So, 6 yard gain. Second down, Lane. Jacobson pitches it. Running to this side, trying to get to the sidelines is Stetson Baker, and he's going to have a gain, but he's short of the first down. To the 34, gain of a couple. Third down Lane, Sawyer Nickel, wide right. Pounds Lubin and Arnold, I think, on the line. Handoff Baker off the left side and waits and stutters and gets a first down and then some. Stetson Baker was just kept kind of inching his way forward inside the 20. We're in the Rod Dotto red zone with that Farm Bureau first down. Call it the 19, 15-yard pickup for Stetson. With a minute left in the third, Lane marching. Handoff, first back through is Matt Lee, both hands on the ball, driving his legs, and Seymour cannot bring him down. Nick Matt Lee bullies his way down inside the five. Would not be denied. I guess he technically was denied. They're spotting that at the one. 18-yard pickup and a Farm Bureau first down for Matt Lee. First and goal from the one. Handoff. First back through is, I believe, Matt Lee again. Is that Baker or Matt Lee? That was Matt Lee on the 1 yard touchdown run in the flower pot end zone. Stetson jumping up and down like he scored it, but it was Nick Matley on the touchdown for the Falcons with 18 seconds left in the third period. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt will go to Chapman on the left side, and he will get in. And that makes 70 for the Falcons. Seymour is at 6 with 18 seconds left in the third quarter. We'll send that back to Gail. Make sure you're sending it to the right person. 70-6. Okay, Wayne up 70-6. Offensive average is going to go up from that 54 points a game. Several good plays by the JV on that drive, including a 7 yard Saunders run for first down. Matt Lee from the 19 picks up 18, but 16 of that was after contact at least. Just with literally a senior player bear hugging him from behind, trying to bring him down, Nick kept moving the leg. Let's see who's on the kick team. I think Boobin's going to kick this one. People's Company kickoff with the horizontal placement on the tee. And, oh, crawling to his backside, but fielded at the 15. Seymour heading up the far sideline has an alley. Spencer may be the last person with a chance, and they bring him down inside the Falcon 30. Dalton Johnson on the return. And that will be your quarter break. With the ball at the Wayne 28, I think. So a nice return by Dalton Johnson, and the Falcon kick team gave him quite a bit there. And the ball will be at the 28, where we'll begin the fourth quarter. Right there, still in continuous clock mode. John Tye is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Tell John thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Blake Moore in the game. All bundled up, protecting that right hand. Kyle Andrews on the line, Matt Lee in there. Runyon, handoff up the middle, and standing him up at the Falcon defensive line. Andrews in on that. Trent Moore, Blake Moore. No gain on the play. Short loss, but second down and a little over 10. 11 and a half to go in the game. Wayne up 70-6. In right. Bootlegs to the right. Has a little bit of room, but the gap closes. Matley slams into the turf. No gain there either. Just about a loss, but we'll call it the 28 still. Third and long for Seymour against a Falcon defense that has been tough against the run tonight. Enright coming back, and Blake has his feet on him. Now he gets the pass away, and it's complete to number 24, brought down for a loss by Matley. Blake Moore had Enright dead to rights, but he got the pass off as complete to Justin Jewett, number 24. But Jewett brought down at the 33, a loss of 5 on the play. From the Falcon 33, is fourth down and 15 or so to go. Trips right, empty backfield. From the gun, in right, rolling right, looking, pumping, throwing it back across the middle, complete, but love it. Right there on the tackle as soon as the ball is caught by number 10, Logan Mitchell. And love it brings him down for a loss, and that was fourth down, so turning the ball over to the Falcons, despite the completed pass, Wayne takes over at their own 36. So they completed back-to-back passes and lost yardage on both. Turnover on downs with 9:49 to go in the game. Wayne's ball at their own 35. Albia looking to finish early, I think, too, tonight. Make sure, though, after the game and our wrap-up, it was really fun last week to get to talk to our five seniors in our post-game last week, and look to do that again probably after the Ramoni game. But tonight, when we're done here, we flip over to Stream 1, listen to the post-game locker room show and coach's call-in for all the updates. Brooks hands it off, and I think is it Saunders, and bounces off the first tackler. And Ben gets it out across the 35 to the 36. Oh, I'm sorry, across midfield at the 39. Gain of 6, 2nd and 4 from the Seymour 39. There's near 9 minutes left in the game. Brooks now rolling to the near side, and he's going to be just shy of the first down, but a pretty good run in some traffic. Brought down there by Mitchell. To the 37. It'll be third down for the Wayne, leading 70-6. From the Seymour 37, JV getting a lot of action here in the second half. It's good to see these boys are getting some good reps that they've earned. Brooks gets the snap from Spencer Rubin, hands it off Chapman on the right tackle, and that'll be a Farm Bureau first down. And to the 32, gain of 5. Farm Bureau first down for Wayne. 32 yards from the score with 8:10 left in the game. I like how Jacobson has command here of the team and of what's going on. Hand off to Colton Brazil. Inside the 30 to the 28, gain of 4. 2nd down. Jacobson gets them where they need to go and just calmly kind of steps up there. Hands it off to Saunders inside the 25 and still pushing laterally but inching forward then to about the 22. Five-yard gain. To the 23, where it'll be 3rd and 1 for Wayne. From the gun, Jacobson stops, stutters, heads left to the corner. He's got it. 1st down and inside the 5, Brooks Jacobson. Good timing on that. Read the hole, found it. Got around there. Troy Arnold down there helping to block downfield. That penalty flag on the play looks to be against Wayne. He marked off from the 21. So it ends up being an 8-yard loss to the 31, where it'll be 3rd down, and now about 9. Jacobson, under center, takes the snap. First back through is, I believe, Saunders with the ball inside the 30. And it'll be 4th down from the 28. Halfway through the 4th, with Wayne up 70-6, Falcons in possession of the ball. From the gun now, clean snap, and Jacobson, oh, he's going to be hit in the backfield, and this time Mitchell holds on to him. Lost back to the Falcon 34, and a turnover on downs. From their own 34. Seymour now will have it. Clock continues to roll. We have been in continuous clock throughout the second half. Wayne with the only two touchdowns in the second half, converted both PATs to add to their halftime lead. Nice hit in the backfield on the handoff to the left side. Pounds. Lives up to his name. Loss of a yard on the play, second and 11. On their own 33 will be Seymour. We have 5 minutes to go. This one basically is the outcome has not been in doubt throughout the game. Quarterback for Seymour rolls this way and is leveled by Chapman. Number 12, Ty Campbell, the quarterback, carrying that ball, getting it out to the gain of got the yard they lost on first down back plus another quarter, so we'll call it the 34 still. Be third down. 4:20 left in the game. Reuben out. Logan Smith in for the Falcons at the nose guard position. Falcons expecting a run. They get the handoff ball, bounces right back to him, and a bunch of Falcons. Smith, Saunders, somebody else right there to stack him up as he crosses the 35. Flag comes down. It looks like a face mask against Wayne. Maybe 2 yards on the pickup, but then one on the game, plus a 5-yard face mask variety, balls at midfield. Still third down, though. Four or so left, four at first. Handoff up the middle and brought down quickly again. Falcon defense is very good in there. 63 is Matt Bellin. Good to see him back on the field. I didn't expect that tonight. He's had a shoulder problem. Gain of a yard. It'll be fourth down. From the Falcon 39. Seymour's ball under three to go in the game. Fourth down. The JV defense playing pretty well. Pitches it to the right side, and he stopped going nowhere. Jeffrey Alexander, the first Falcon defender, to grab him and get some help from his friends Pounds and Smith. It'll be a loss on the play and a turnover on downs. Wayne takes over at the Seymour 39, loss of two. And that should be Seymour's final possession of the night. 2:05 left. Reuben at center. Pounds to his right. Smith to his left. Jacobson hands it off Saunders. Right side. Gets 5, 6, 10 yards. Good running, Ben. They had him by the jersey. Couldn't bring him down. Nice to see everybody who gets out there giving it what they got. 10-yard pickup is a Farm Bureau first down at the 29. And the Falcons have it in Seymour territory with 1:24 and counting. Sawyer Nichols splits out to the right. Don't expect to pass, though. The handoff coming this way is Colton Zeal. Monahan on the tackle for Seymour at the Warrior 27, gain of two. Under a minute left. Nickel left, balls on the left hash. Jacobson hands it off second back through his Chapman, and he'll get inside the 25. To the 24, 3-yard pickup for Cheppy. And half a minute left in the game. Falcons sending players in and out of the huddle. This is probably the final snap of the ball game. Jacobson, first back through, hands it off, and it's going to be a Falcon first down for Saunders. At the 16, and that will end the game. An 8-yard run by Ben Saunders is a Farm Bureau first down. And your final tonight from Seymour is Wayne Falcons 70, Seymour Multnomah Warriors 6.